Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News from Milwaukee, where we are broadcasting to you from the Republican National Convention with all the sights, the smells, and the sounds, and no pepper spray. I mean, I genuinely thought there'd be activity, and there has been very, very little outside of the convention. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is one of our key sponsors for the broadcast all week. Appreciate them supporting this effort to bring you local coverage of this pretty important event, I would say. Lisa Newell is back in Gulf Breeze this morning. She's the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
I'm broadcasting from the beautiful downtown Gulf Breeze. It's Lisa Newell. Hey.
Our on-location reporter.
That's right. That's right. We had a great week last week as well. Sounds like you're having a good time. But the Blue Angels, of course, we just have to say hats off, salute to the Blue Angels, and what a great show. The weather was wonderful. We had a huge number of people who were able to enjoy that show. And, you know, once you get through the Blue Angels, it's like all of a sudden you realize, school starts in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. So we have to shift gears right away. Yes, absolutely. But it was a great, great experience.
You've got a story about the Bay Bridge owners.
Yeah. So Bay Bridge is that little complex right before you get onto the Bay Bridge in Gulf Breeze. It is a townhome and it has also commercial properties there. And it has a few freestanding homes. And they have had trouble with their water system for quite a long time. When that place was built back in the 80s, the water system did not meet the code. And okay. It has just continued to deteriorate, water loss, you know, just gallons and gallons of water. And it's undermining some of the roads. So they have asked the city to step in, and there's going to be an assessment. They voted to assess the owners for this project, which is going to be over $2 million. To rebuild their sewer system. So it's going to be a very big job. Hopefully it will take care of the problem forever. So that is a big step.
Good. Well, and you know, hopefully it works. That'd be the goal. The city is looking again at its agreement with the Gulf Breeze Sports Association. What's this all about?
So Gulf Breeze Sports Association is, you know, the rec league. It's got for, you know, the kids who play football, baseball, soccer, all of those things in Gulf Breeze. And it has a very close working relationship with the city because the City Parks and Recreation is a partner in that, and they provide the fields and maintain the fields. And it's a very good relationship. And a lot of people enjoy that relationship so much that they want their kids to play there, even if they live outside the city. So a lot of the time, you know, we end up with, it could possibly be that there's a 70-30 split. You want to make sure that you still have representation on that board by people who actually are city limits, people who live in the city limits, mm-hmm. and pay taxes. So they are considering how to make that more equitable for everyone and make sure that it does include more people who are in the leadership role who live in the city.
Got it. Okay. Schools in Santa Rosa have improved?
Yeah, they got this really great report that they have had significant achievements for last year. They saw improvements in 13 of 14 assessed categories, and some of them are in the top 10 in the state. So we have really got a lot to be proud of in Santa Rosa County. Our school district completely continues to amaze. We're one of the lowest funded school systems in the state, and yet the proof is that we have got so many excellent teachers, and we've got great parents and great volunteers who make that school system wonderful. So congratulations to all the students who made us proud yet again.
Absolutely. We also have been having, I heard the Santa Rosa County Commission talking about this issue with the parking on Navarre Beach because, you know, some people put like food trucks on the lot and then there's fewer parking spaces. So people then park somewhere else and they feel like that's, you know, taking up their parking. Is this kind of what the story's about?
Do you remember back in the day when, you know, basically Navarre Beach was so sleepy that this wasn't even an issue? But it's not a secret place anymore. It's gotten so big that parking is a premium. And of course, this is just one more example how some businesses take their parking lots up for an event, bring in tents and food trucks and everything else. Then their patrons have nowhere to park. So they end up parking in some other place that's not designated. And as they said, there's one person who, or one business who continually does this. They didn't name that business. But, you know, apparently they need to, so they're going to try to come up with some kind of a regulation to say you cannot continually force your patrons into other people's parking lots.
Yeah, and you know, it's something you don't think about till it's a problem. And I thought I heard the attorney, Tom Danheiser, mention that they think they've got this solved anyway. So that's a bit of good news, too. The library is doing digital literacy training. The American Legion is raising money for a new facility. And a surfing program tonight?
Yeah, the Gulf Breeze Historical Society tonight is going to have a program about the history of surfing locally. Yeah. That should be really fun if you like to surf or if you like history. It would be a great program. It's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. at the Community Center and, of course, open to everyone. And you might just find out you like the history group and want to join. It'll be a wonderful time.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating topic. Very cool. Well, thanks for bringing that to our awareness, Lisa. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Lisa, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy your time in Milwaukee.
Absolutely. 8:16 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, as she said, coming to you live from Milwaukee at our hotel, not at the RNC Convention Center right now, but we go every night. We go through this security every day, and it's its own special experience. I'll just put it that way. It's actually gotten better. I shouldn't say it that way. It has gotten quite a bit better in the last couple of days. John Pickens back in Pensacola at home base with our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays over in Milton, getting into East Milton. See a small delay there, but other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, I will say just this one thing, though, about the security, and it was just kind of funny. It's a combination. You know, there's all this law enforcement. Secret Service are the ones who actually have control of the perimeter, but there's a lot of subordinate agencies that are working with them. I mean, the cops are everywhere. I've never been in a place where there were so many police. I mean, I think even when I'm at, like, PPD headquarters, there's not so many density of police. But so the Secret Service are doing the screening, and, like, for the cars, they do this. It's a whole thing. I mean, you pull into a secure little metal barricaded area, and then they, you know, pop the trunk, pop the hood, put the dog around, roll down the windows, swab some of the – I mean, they do it. You know, they really do it. And going through that has become a lot more efficient over the last couple of days. And then after that, you go through the pedestrian part where you get, you know, bag checked and they check your ID and all that kind of stuff. And that's TSA. So it's actually law enforcement and Secret Service are doing the physical, but then the TSA is doing like the screening, you know, where you run, they have portable x-ray machines. And yesterday I happened to notice underneath the table at the TSA where I'm getting my bag at my computer, and I look down and there is a bin full of contraband that they have taken. Now, most of it is like bottles, you know, metal, like drink can. I mean, if you brought your Yeti, you don't get to go through with it.
I saw a couple soda cans.
Yes,
example.
Yeah. But also in there was a
different drink.
It was a 750 milliliter bottle of what looked like maybe Russian vodka.
Vodka. It was clear.
It was clear, yeah. It could have been, I don't think it was wine. It was hard to tell, but I don't think it was wine.
Gin, maybe. But
yeah, and, you know, there was like some Dove men's body wash or something like that.
I was
that.
Just thinking, like, that bottle, I mean, it had been at least $30 or something.
Of the vodka?
Of vodka.
Yeah.
At minimum. And, I mean, that's a big old, and I'm thinking, like, what were they, like,
what was just, the goal?
Yeah, what was the goal with this, right?
Drink every time somebody says, exactly. Make America great again. Like, what is, you know, what yeah. exactly?
They're going
to
sit at the convention, and they're like, well, I'm not sitting there sober.
Oh, I will tell you, I mentioned this earlier that, you know, people have been super kind and sweet and whatever, and they have been really polite, especially to the details. Everybody's very, you know, nice to them. It actually, you know, this is going to be a weird reference, but some of you will get this. It reminds me when I was in Amway so long ago. Everybody's super polite and kind and nice to the servers and nice to the security. Like, everybody goes out of their way. It's kind of like that. Like, you know, Republicans are polite. Weird, huh? Anyway, maybe the Democrats are too. I don't want to say they're not, but I know the Republicans are for sure. But it got me thinking about most people are not this way, but I did happen to hear one guy yesterday. I so appreciate you guys being out here and keeping us safe. And he was coming back from a good lunch. Just put it that way. He had a good lunch. All right.
Yeah.
And they do have, look, there's lots of events. Well, there's lots of. Enough.
There was a little bit more slurring involved with the appreciation.
Yeah. And there are a lot of events. There's a lot of night events. And there's food and drinks, and there's breakfast, and there's food, not so much the drinks, but then there's lunch. And we went to the, you know, Great American, American Family Field where the Brewers play, and, you know, open bar, massive amount of food, really good food, and just a party, because there's a lot of, like, party periphery around.
We learned yesterday that they take really good care of the delegates.
If you have a chance.
We're media, and media is, we're like pariah.
Yeah.
Nope, you cannot come in here. But yesterday we had an opportunity, two events, both of them DeSantis was involved with, where we got treated a little bit like delegates.
A little taste of the royal treatment.
A little taste of the royal treatment delegates. And we're like, oh my gosh, like we could barely even move yesterday.
It was like, it's kind of like going on a politically themed cruise.
That's right, yeah.
It's a little bit like that, except with more, you know, pat downs and body searches, and you know, and you bring your car and you got to make sure you have your ID. But it's a little bit like that. It's again, particularly for the delegates. And it is kind of funny. We've talked about this a few times, but you have these bright yellow placards with your picture on it if you're media, and bright yellow lanyards. And it didn't occur to us until even yesterday, I think, that you know, why did Lauren Boebert run away from us? And why do other people kind of. Because they can see your press.
Yeah.
And press for the Republicans are not always, they don't know you're the friend or not.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I don't know that we always want to have our press credentials on. It's not such an advantage here.
I mean, I'll tell you this. We found out that we're one of only four local radio stations in
the country.
In the country here.
Yeah.
So this is not a local media comes here. This is national media comes
right.
here. CNN's here. Anderson Cooper's here. You know,
well, he's in the room. He's got his back turned to the.
Yeah.
They have these like
he's
boxes.
Here physically.
He's here, but he's got his back turned to the priest. He wasn't even watching J.D. Vance yesterday. Nope. Like, I don't need to see this. I just need to comment. I don't need to see this.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah,
here physically.
But radio, there's not very many. And we are in the binocular seats for sure. But like to give you an example, there's some Spanish speakers here that I think are from out of country.
Yeah.
The guy sitting next to us in Radio Row up at the top of the whole universe
That's
is from
bizarre.
Ireland.
Yeah. He's from Ireland.
From an Irish radio station.
Actually, when we got on the elevator last night, I think those guys were speaking Italian.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yep. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying good attention.
Dudes.
Yeah.
And then we got Hispanic. It's like from all BBC's here, of course.
Of course.
So and of course, their cameramen and their mic people are all from their organizations as well. So when they see media lanyards, that's more likely who they're going to run into instead of Andrew McKay, Bobby Ross.
Exactly. I will say just this one other thing. You and I had the exact same reaction to something that we saw the other day, which was we're walking towards the security perimeter, and I see a guy with a tripod and a camera set up focused on him, which is very common. You know, a lot of these TV reporters like do their own producing basically. So he's got a tripod and he's got a phone attached to the tripod pointing at him, and he's wearing a suit coat and a tie. Up top.
Yep.
Down below is shorts and
tennis shoes
and socks. I mean, down below, he looks like he's just going to the track meet. And up above, he's like, I'm all business. And I'm like, that is the perfect summation of TV news to me is what you see is not always all there is.
And he was, and he's outside, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And this is in the heat. Exactly.
He's
just outside.
He's surrounded by everybody. It wasn't like he was just in the media area where only we could see. Like, he didn't care.
No. Whatever. This is what I'm doing. This is me.
Yep.
It kind of reminded me of a couple of years ago. I remember Clay Ingram and J.R. Williamson were, when they were both representatives, were doing the WSRE Legislative Review.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, that's a, like, belly button up is all you ever see behind the desk. Mm-hmm. And they both chose to wear shorts with their suits, you know, and they took the photo of them afterwards. And like, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's such a TV truth, right?
Yep, it is.
You know, so as I'm sitting here in my hotel room with my, you know, legs up on the table, my socks and my shorts on, I mean, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it was funny.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Usually we can't do this, though, on the radio station.
Not quite as much.
John gets mad at us. David gets all upset.
They don't even let us have this alcohol at the station.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I've completely missed the opportunity. All the time, I'm always talking about how we ought to have, like, the wrap. We ought to have beers and, you know, I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
I've completely missed my chance. Well, there's one more day.
Yeah, that's right.
There's one more day. Were you guys drinking on the air? Not as far as you know. No, we weren't. 825 News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Traffic is still looking good right now. No accidents to report. I-10, I-110 all flowing smoothly. Just seeing a little slowdown as you leave Pace coming down to Pensacola. You're going to see some slowdown during that construction. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have 3 boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And 2 of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win 1 prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
The roof has been secure, period.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
There's just a limitless capacity for them to believe we're stupid. I don't know how else to say it. That the sloped, and you're seeing the memes all over social media, you know, all the things that thwart the Secret Service. I mean, it's so impossible as an explanation that, again, I go back to the conversation I had with Bob Johnson and Chip Simmons, that nobody can be this incompetent. I mean, you can't be this bad by accident. You can only be this bad on purpose. I don't know what else to say, but the sloped roof is now why they didn't. You know, you knew about him for an hour. You saw him on the roof for 20 minutes, and nobody did anything or took the shot. I mean, it's absolutely incomprehensible. David Wayne is in the newsroom back in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Well, Fandango founder James Michael Klein has died at the age of 64. He apparently jumped to his death from the 20th floor of an upscale New York City hotel on Tuesday. Sources say he left a suicide note. President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says he tested positive after an event in Las Vegas. And an idea for your next remote broadcast, the world's largest Pez convention is getting underway in Ohio. Pezamania, the annual gathering of collectors, dealers, sellers, and anybody interested in Pez. I'll see you there.
All right, I'm going to say it. I'm not a Pez fan. Too much work. I don't need to work that hard for candy that's honestly not even that good when you get it.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Setting up the main event tonight, the acceptance speech of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. J.D. Vance, his VP nominee at the Republican National Convention.
Tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was, and with God's grace, what it will soon be again.
Spotted at the convention, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle pursued by senators dodging questions about the Trump assassination attempt with Senator Marsha Blackburn. While House Speaker Mike Johnson, who yesterday called for Cheadle's resignation, says today,
I'm prepared this morning to call on President Biden to fire Director Cheadle.
Telling Fox the mistakes, the ineptitude is unreasonable. President Biden back at the Delaware beach and down with COVID, with more Democrats warning him if he doesn't bow out, he can't beat Donald Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. 79 degrees. It is partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Congressman Matt Gaetz says Republicans will ride or die with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is unstoppable. Elect him president again, and America will be unstoppable too.
During his speech yesterday, day three of the Republican National Convention, Gaetz threw his support behind the former president and argued that Americans are, quote, sicker, lonelier, and poorer under the Biden administration. Also took a shot at New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who was convicted on bribery charges, saying inflation is so bad, quote, you can no longer bribe Democratic senators with cash alone. You have to use gold bars, end quote. Okaloosa County deputies say a 20-year-old illegal immigrant is now in custody, accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl that he didn't know. The alleged incident happened April 21st when the victim told investigators when she woke up, a Hispanic male was sexually assaulting her, covering her mouth with his hand and speaking in Spanish. The suspect, identified as Kevin Escobar Munoz, is from Honduras and was previously deported in 2022. FDLE says they identified Escobar Munoz thanks to a DNA match from the victim's sexual assault kit. Officials at Charter School USA say they're happy with the progress they've been seeing at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Dr. Eddie Ruiz tells Channel 3 grades should be released in the next week.
I think we've made a dent. Like, in the beginning, we said this was going to be a long venture. We weren't going to turn the school around in a year. It takes research 2 to 3 years, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
And in addition, Ruiz says there will be a new principal for the second year. Delvin Vick will take over the helm. He spent 15 years working at Turnaround Schools. They're also adding two more assistant principal positions. Well, Pat Williams will be forever remembered as the man who brought magic to Orlando. That according to Orlando Magic chairman Dan DeVos and CEO Alex Martins yesterday about the team's founder. Williams passed away yesterday due to complications from pneumonia. He was 84 years old. Williams and local businessman Jimmy Hewitt were able to get the NBA to award Orlando the expansion franchise in 1987. NASA planning for life after the International Space Station. Associate Administrator for Space Operations Ken Bowersox says, despite many successful missions and experiments, time is not on the International Space Station's side.
But 25 years is a long time, and we're getting to the point where we need to think about what comes after ISS.
NASA is contracting with SpaceX to develop a deorbit vehicle to bring it down gently into the ocean when its lifespan ends. That's expected to happen in 2030. The vehicle will execute the last week of deorbit burns as the ISS goes down. And it is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing very smoothly. I-10, I-110 looking good. Seeing just a minor delay if you're coming from Payson to Pensacola on Highway 90 southbound. You're going to see some delays through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout your morning and afternoon. 70% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, keeping that scattered shower and thunderstorm forecast around, 70% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 81 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola. And your money now this morning. The Dow is down 64 points at 41,133.32 this morning. S&P 500 up 13 points at 56,02.15. The NASDAQ up 107 points at 18,103.99. Your 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.18% today. Gold prices up 670 at 24,66.60. Silver prices up 21 cents, 30.59. And Bitcoin, not much of a change. It's down about 86 cents right now at 64,667.61. Well, you might be a bit confused about what month it is next time you drop by your neighborhood Home Depot.
It might be in the middle of summer, but for Home Depot, it's more like October 31st. Starting today, the retail chain is unveiling its 2024 Halloween decorations. Halloween is a big business. According to the National Retail Federation, last year we spent over $12 billion on Halloween. That's a 50% increase from 2020. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. GOP Vice Presidential Candidate J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing up the charts. Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's growing up as a poor blue-collar family, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list, and the Netflix adaptation has now seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. And a man who jumped to his death from an upscale New York hotel this week is believed to be the founder of Fandango. Police tell the New York Post they think J. Michael Klein was the one who leapt from the 20th floor of the Kimberly Hotel on Tuesday morning. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this is kind of a hybrid frivolous topic. It's semi-newsy, semi-frivolous, semi-future news. Question for the day, 437-1620. We've been talking about what Trump is likely to do, but we've also been talking about what's been done so far, that it seems to me more of a branding approach of telling the human side of Trump and also J.D. Vance, and not so much focused on the policy perspectives particularly, talking about Biden's failures and all that kind of stuff with, like, the Gold Star families and all good, appropriate. But my question is, for tonight, what do you expect Trump to do in the speech? Is it going to be traditional Trump? Is it going to be nice guy Trump? Is it going to be wounded, humbled Trump? Is it going to be just, uniter Trump? I mean, what do you think is going to happen? And you can even say, what would you prefer to see? Do you want the typical, Trump kind of speech, like where he's going to go all over the place and say the things he says and make the jokes? Or do you like this kind of branding the RNC as or the Republicans in general as an inclusive, open party where all are welcome? The young, the old, the blacks, the whites, the Hispanics, even different sexual orientations, that's something that's changed in the platform. I mean, like, all kinds of, what do you think is going to happen tonight? What do you think Trump is going to do? Because Bobby and I are like, I just don't even know what to expect. I have no idea what to expect. It's a great build-up to a mystery reveal.
Let me give you a little background, though. A couple things we've heard from insiders. There has been a few chants on the floor. Fight, 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 fight. But we've been told that the delegates were told, please do not use that.
Knock that off, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they think it represents poorly.
Yeah.
And you've said you wonder even if, does he even regret saying it?
Does he regret saying fight? I don't blame him for saying it.
No, you can't control anything that happens in that instant.
I do not blame him for saying it. The fact that he stood up and held his fist up was enough for me.
Right,
already.
Absolutely.
And what he said after that, I'm not going to judge that at all, but I'm wondering now, because I'm wondering if that, tone down the fight, 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 actually comes from Trump.
Yeah. And, it's hard to imagine that any part of this isn't Trump-influenced.
Yeah.
His
daughter
is his convention
of the RNC.
Right, exactly, exactly. And especially when you hear Don Jr. last night very deliberately saying, fight with the ballot, yes. Fight with the vote, fight with the voice and the idea instead of anything else. 437-1620, 437-1620. What do you expect from Trump tonight? What do you want from him tonight in terms of, you think it's better to have branding and humanity, humanizing, or do you think it's better to have the typical keynote speech, I'm going to be the president. Here's what we're going to do. Somebody says, Trump is Trump. He might start off humble, but he's going to end up swinging. All right, I see that. Somebody says, I'm grateful that Trump has new compassion for victims of all kinds of different things. That's an interesting note, does he, how does it change him? That really is a question I have, is how does this affect him and change him? Because trauma, you just cannot control it.
You reminded me last night, you were like, this is 4 days ago.
Yeah, I think not. Yeah, exactly. Seems like a month ago. It seems forever ago. 437-1620. Somebody says, I prefer the nice guy. We'll probably get the wounded guy seeking support.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a gear I would think of for him.
Yeah, it isn't either.
But and I'll tell you what,
he is human, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's not forget.
Yeah, and the thing I've always said about Biden is he's got that compassion, the chair around the table that's empty, the funeral. He's a great mourner in chief. Okay. And I mean that sincere. A little bit sounds like a quip, but I mean that. I've never really heard that from Trump. Now, we hear from people that he's got that in person when he's meeting with the Gold Star families.
Yep.
But he doesn't show that ever. And so maybe now he realizes it's okay to show that. It's okay to be that. Somebody here says he has faced death without losing any fire. He's toning down the unnecessarily fiery rhetoric. Somebody says, humbled and nice Trump. Is what I'm looking for. 437-1620, 437-1620. I like your topic segment. Being, as you say, hybrid, that's what you're going to see out of Trump tonight. Part gravitas, part humility, part humor, and Sunday did change him, this person says. I think so, too, but I'm very curious, of course, to see what happens tonight. John Pickens back in Pensacola has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delay on Highway 29 right at Burgess Road, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. This broadcast from Milwaukee from the RNC is brought to you in part by DeFranco Gas, and we appreciate their support and all of the sponsors making this possible. By the way, I've gotten several people have been asking me this morning about whether we're going to the DNC in Chicago. And I'll tell you, it is an open question. Here's the short answer, okay? It's very difficult logistically, okay? It's a massive amount of work. I've been sleeping like nothing. it's a lot of work, okay? And it's interesting, but we're not sure yet because we won't have some of the access that we have here with the Republican Party. Compare and contrast would be the big advantage. But, of course, I will be reporting on the DNC, of course, we'll just – time will tell. I will let you know when we make that decision. 437-1620, asking the question today of sort of the semi-frivolous topic, a future news slash frivolous. What do you think you're going to see from Trump tonight? Somebody says, every time I've seen Trump on TV since Saturday's incident, he's looked more like a man who has just become aware of his own mortality. It's quite humbling. I think we're going to see a lot of humility mixed with fierce determination and love for our country. I think that's probably right. He's been smiling more, just sort of watching things and
from the first day
pleased about it. Yeah, it kind of was grinning, like sort of, and not in a goofy way, but in a like a satisfied kind of this is appreciative. That's a good way to put it. Somebody here says, I hope he keeps going with the branding approach and humanity to include everyone, not just MAGA diehards, which, hey, the platform's already adapted, right? The platform has adapted on the LGBT stuff. The platform has adapted on the abortion stuff. And that was prior to the shooting. So it's change, I think. He's going to be humble for a few minutes. Somebody says, I want him to call out the obvious failure of certain departments to protect him. Will he? Mm. Ooh.
That's
great question. We've certainly been pretty forthright about what we think is going on here, especially now that I've talked to the sheriffs about it. Somebody else says, I definitely think he should say fight, fight, fight for our right to party.
Have the Beastie Boys playing right when he comes out.
Right. Let's see. It's rarely reported, but Trump always tries to contact the families of anyone who's been killed through service or even those that have been hurt with the illegal aliens. I've always heard about him calling them. Yeah, same here. I agree with that, too. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting, for sure. It's going to be very interesting tonight. 848 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News live from Milwaukee. We'll be back in just a minute.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax or like off of, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
Good morning, 8:51 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay in Milwaukee for the RNC with Bobby Rossi. And I will tell you, the, we were talking quite a bit today about last night's speeches and who did and who didn't really hit a home run. The Gold Star family is so amazing. Kai Madison stole the show. That's Donald Trump Jr.'s daughter who spoke on behalf of her grandfather, her grandpa.
Stole the thunder from her own dad.
I know, absolutely did. But the other speaker last night who was just, brought the house down amazing was Bill Peckrell, who was involved in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II and 98 years young.
But not many of us came home. I still miss a lot of my friends on that beach. And there were many of us left. There aren't many of us left today. But for us, those who of us who are here, that America is still worth fighting for.
I mean, just people on the edge of their seat listening to him talk about this.
America.
Right after the Gold Star family.
So yeah,
we're already emotionally.
We're already drained.
Yeah.
And then here's, you know, sort of current and history, right? Mm-hmm. Current and past.
America, people say, people America is an idea, but I believe America is much more than that. America is our home.
I come in the background here like, dang it, let me finish.
Yeah, pumped his fist when he did that.
I know, that was so great.
You know, and I was fighting in Europe, and I came back home. I kissed the ground, thanking God that I'm back home in my country.
It's been 77 years? 79 years. And you hear that just...
In my country.
79 years later.
They still choked up a little being home.
Yeah.
And where I come from, when somebody comes for me or my home, you dig in your boots in the ground and never look back.
My goodness, just.
That's the attitude that saved the free world. And those years ago. And President Trump, back in Commander in Chief, I would go back to re-enlist today.
I love this.
Line of the day.
Yep.
I'm 98. Sign me up. Sign me up if I need to go take a beach somewhere.
And I was storm whatever beach you want, my country wants, needs me to. God bless you. God bless our home and the United States of America.
That was one of my favorite moments of the whole convention.
It was. And, you know, I mean, 98, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the, when they were still with us, and we have been losing a lot of them, but when they were still with us, a lot of the World War II veterans, you know, very difficult to understand because they're in their 90s, you know what I mean? And he was just a rock star. And
by the way, he was standing on his own volition.
Yeah, this wasn't like wheeled up in the chair or anything. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the crowd just absolutely adored him. 8:55 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report right now. Everything is flowing smoothly. Seeing a little minor delay as you come from Pace to Pensacola through that construction zone. That's about it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, somebody texted in here, made the point about Trump. I flipped a car four times and walked away for months. I was just ecstatic to be alive. And I same experience.
Yep.
You know, I did that same kind of thing. I mean, flipped a car 2.5 times and, you know, I lived and, you know, you're grateful to be alive. I will also say you know, trauma's weird. I mean, it's super weird. You know, you're like, you know, you're just in the grocery store and all of a sudden you're crying. You know what I mean? Like it, and it's very common. My dad used to, is a therapist and a counselor in addition to having been a pastor. And, you know, he always used to say, look, depression, very common for people after particularly traffic crashes, but any kind of trauma. I mean, even if it's like just a fender bender, you know, you and the it might strike you as completely irrational. Like, why am I sad about I got bumped in the back of the car or something like that? Yeah, but that's just the way the brain works sometimes is you it changes your perspective on things. It affects you in unexpected ways. And so, yeah, I would not be surprised at all if the proximity to having been almost killed and, I mean, all of the stuff, thinking about how, you know, right behind me or right next to me, this guy has to dive on his family to protect them, and he dies because he supported me, and he came out to a rally, and, you know, other people got wounded, and, you know,
unlike the media's portrayal of him, that he's just this narcissistic robot.
Like he's Nero or something. Yeah.
What we see all the time behind the scenes is he does a lot for other people without the notoriety. Turn those cameras off. I'm going to go talk to the Gold Star families. Turn those cameras off. I'm calling up this person over here and wishing my best. And I, going back to your frivolous topic, that's what I actually want to see tonight.
Yeah.
I've shared before, I've had the privilege of being able to meet and talk to Donald Trump a couple times off air, backstage stuff in other markets, and the Donald Trump I knew backstage was not what I always saw on TV.
And that's what I've heard from so many people, is a completely different person sort of in person.
And so what I'm hoping for is, like, I want the rest of America to see
that side
of him. Mm-hmm. That I had a glimpse, I was fortunate enough to have a glimpse of, that these Gold Star families had. 6 hours he stayed in the hospital.
Yeah.
6 hours with these families. I was just, I mean, that kind of
thing.
And you hear this from people in his camp all the time, that he does this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And you just don't, he doesn't want the notoriety for it. That's not why we do charity, right? It's not why we do service for others, for the notoriety of it. Yet, at the same time, I kind of need to see that part of it.
Like, yeah, show
I
want
to see that part
put,
of
put
him
it on display.
Tonight. Yeah.
Of course, I'm also curious to find out if we're going to get any more cooking tips from J.D. Vance's wife
when
or J.D. Vance.
He approached our differences with curiosity and enthusiasm.
She's Indian, a Hindu.
He wanted to know everything about me, where I came from, what my life had been like. Although he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy, he adapted to my vegetarian diet and learned to cook food from my mother, Indian food.
That's impressive, yeah.
Before I knew it, he had become an integral part of my family, a person I could not imagine living without. The JD I knew then is the same JD you see today, except for that beard.
Glad you kept that part.
Except for the beard.
The disapproval from the wife.
I'm not sure she's 100% on board with the beard. That was funny. Hillbilly turned vegetarian cook. OHIO. One time you'll ever hear me say.